Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. Later today, the New York Racing Association will present the Peter Pan Stakes, a grade 3 test for 3-year-olds at a mile and an eighth at Belmont Park. The racing world will be watching to see if a potential Belmont Stakes contender might emerge from the field. That has been the case many times in the past. But for our purposes, we take a look back at Peter Pan himself, the champion thoroughbred of the early 20th century for whom the race is named. Peter Pan was a homebred foaled in 1904 for owner-breeder and Wall Street investor James R. Keene. His trainer was Hall of Famer James Rowe, who would count Peter Pan among the record 34 champions he conditioned. Turf historian W.S. Vosburgh described Peter Pan as a bay with a narrow blaze. His head was broad between the eyes, deep in the jowl, and square at the muzzle. He had a stout neck, a beautifully laid shoulder, and a deep girth and flanks. His barrel was very full, the ribs arching, the quarters massive, and the tail set low, all according to Vosburgh. On another occasion, Vosburgh described Peter Pan as a big burly bay with every evidence of constitution and a degree of courage which helped him carry his speed when the pace was at its fiercest. As for breeding, Peter Pan was the son of Belmont Stakes winner and two-time Horse of the Year Commando. His mother, a mare named Cinderella, had won in stakes company in England at a mile and a half. His third dam was a full sister to the Epsom Derby winner of 1872. As a 2-year-old in 1906, Peter Pan scored his first stakes victory on June 28, taking the Surf Stakes at 5.5 furlongs as the co-second choice at the Sheepshead Bay Racetrack in Brooklyn. A few weeks later, on August 6, he won the Flash Stakes at the same distance at Saratoga, leading all the way under top weight of 125 pounds as the 2-1 favorite. But it was his performance on August 19, 1906, in the 6-furlong Hopeful Stakes at Saratoga that caused horsemen to begin taking notice of Peter Pan. Carrying 130 pounds and getting blinkers for the first time, Peter Pan won so easily that legendary horseman John Madden remarked, quote, "He could have won carrying 140 pounds," end quote. Madden described Peter Pan as powerful, good-looking, with an honest and business-like way of going. As a 3-year-old in 1907, Peter Pan would win the Belmont Stakes at a mile and 3/8 by 3 lengths before a crowd of 40,000. He returned 12 days later to win the 10-furlong Standard Stakes in stakes record time at the Gravesend Racetrack in Brooklyn. And then, on just 4 days' rest, he won the Brooklyn Derby at a mile and a half, also at Gravesend, leading all the way and winning by 3 lengths before 20,000 spectators. On June 22, 1907, Peter Pan once again led from start to finish and won the 10-furlong title stakes at Sheepshead Bay by 4 lengths. On July 4th, a crowd of 35,000 at the same racetrack watched as he went gate to wire in winning the advance stakes at a mile and 3/8 as the 3-5 favorite. But the crowning moment of Peter Pan's career came on July 13, 1907, in the Brighton Handicap at a mile and a quarter at the Brighton Beach Racecourse in Brooklyn. A crowd of 35,000, the largest in the track's history, jammed the stands with expectations of seeing Peter Pan, the 8-5 favorite, register yet another front-running victory. But after a troubled start, Peter Pan was nowhere near the lead. Instead, he was next to last in a field of 14 with a half mile left to run. On the final turn, Peter Pan began picking off horses. One turf rider said he looked like a swift yacht going through a pack of fishing boats. And at the finish, it was Peter Pan prevailing by a neck. The Brighton Beach grandstand erupted in cheers, which, according to one newspaper, did not quit until the horse had left the winner's circle and returned to the barn. All told, Peter Pan had won 6 consecutive races at distances ranging from a mile and a quarter to a mile and a half in the span of 6 weeks. The string of successes was enough to secure his place as champion 3-year-old male of 1907. Peter Pan injured a tendon while training for the Brighton Derby, and he was retired in August of his 3-year-old season. He retired with a record of 10 wins and 17 starts, including an unbeaten 6-for-6 at classic distances. Following a successful career at stud, which saw him sire 48 stakes winners, he died in December of 1933. Peter Pan was inducted into Racing's Hall of Fame in 1956. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.